Agencies are wasting billions of dollars because they're duplicating too many efforts. The Government Accountability Office's latest report identifies dozens of federal functions marked by duplication, overlap, and fragmentation. GAO says reducing it all could save $80 billion. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with details on why, when it comes to information technology, a new law could help cut waste and deliver more savings. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so what did GAO find around some of these management areas like technology, acquisition, real property, the report just out yesterday?
Just out yesterday, correct. And there's a lot in there that says, listen, the government does a lot of things over and over and over again. Let me just give you one example. The Defense Department and the way it disposes of unused or underutilized buildings. The GAO says they can make huge gains from that just looking at that. DOD has more than 500,000 real property entities. And remember, this could be anything from buildings to land to even flagpoles and everything else in between. All this creates a portfolio worth about $850 billion, according to GAO. Auditors say DOD doesn't keep good data, and they show that more than 7,500 properties have what they call a 0% utilization rate. Yet they're still on what they call active status, meaning the Pentagon is paying for the upkeep. And that's where they're getting, hey, if they could just close those 7,500 properties, look at the savings they could get just from not having to do that upkeep.
I'm thinking they could maybe rent their flagpoles for cellular providers.
That may be a good point,
because
probably
there.
A lot of bases are in places where you could use more cell coverage. Tom, you're full of ideas already this morning.
I'm going to send that one in.
I sent it in. The Save Awards for Tom Temin.
Yeah.
Now, this doesn't include civilian agencies, and we know that OMB just in the last couple of weeks launched the Reduce the Footprint effort just to further get those real property issues under control, at least in the civilian world as well. Let's move to acquisition real quick. They have a similar sense that agencies are spending a ton of money, about $500 billion a year. So then there's a lot of opportunities to, for instance, better control that spending. You see GAO says the top four agencies, DOD, Energy, VA, Homeland Security, accounted for only 25% of all the spending through strategic sourcing, which they think that they're seeing that as a huge area to save money. Now, what these four agencies are not doing, and DHS really is the outlier because they're probably doing the best of the four, is that they're not taking advantage of the size and to get volume discounts. Now, Beth Colbert is the Deputy Director for Management in the Office of Management and Budget. She says the progress around strategic sourcing, is just one example, is fairly clear. She says agencies have saved $417 million and reduced the contract duplication by 400% in some areas, not all of them, in some, over the last few years. Colbert says agencies have been taking advantage of GAO's recommendations to make real progress over the last 3 or 4 years.
The executive branch and Congress together have significantly engaged in 337 of the 440 broad areas GAO has identified over the past 4 years. Within these broad areas, the executive branch has made progress on 79% of GAO's recommendations, with 30% fully addressed and 49% partially addressed. The President's management agenda provides a strong foundation for tackling duplication, fragmentation, and overlap.
Now, Colbert joined Comptroller General Gene Dodaro yesterday testifying before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. And one of the other areas that the GAO both focused on and as part of this management agenda is the smarter delivery of IT. It's a huge management agenda goal. We've talked a lot about it, Tom. OMB is looking at duplication challenges, and GAO added the acquisition of IT to its annual high-risk list. So, obviously, it's going to get a lot of attention. Colbert says portfolio stat approach is making a difference. She says agencies have saved over $2 billion over the last 2 years just by taking a more holistic look at different IT portfolios and how money is being spent and how that can be better managed. Colbert says those efforts around smarter IT delivery will get even a bigger lift because of the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, or FITARA.
All right, so that's the big question then this morning, with all of this guidance being gelled within OMB for FITARA compliance. How will FITARA curtail or stop duplication?
You know, it's interesting. I went to two events yesterday. I went to the Affirm lunch, which was all about FITARA, which we'll get to in a minute. And then at this hearing yesterday, FITARA came up several times. And I think there's just all this growing expectation about the impact it can have. David Pounder is GAO's Director of Information Technology Management Issues. He says FITARA will help find savings from several areas, including data center consolidation, oversight of software licenses, and several other areas where there's rampant overlapping spending. He says data center consolidation is one area where there's just ample opportunities.
We have 9,700 data centers, of which about 4,000 are planned to be closed. We've accomplished about 1,200 closures to date and about $1.5 billion in savings, but there's still about $6 billion on the table. So when the comptroller mentions 60 more billion in savings, you could get $6 billion right from data centers alone.
Now, if you remember, Tom, OMB and GAO have not necessarily seen eye to eye over the last two or three years when it comes to data center consolidation. Both agree it needs to happen. GAO wants the focus to be on savings. OMB wants the focus to be on better utilization and have savings be secondary. But what Pounder and others say is that data center consolidation, portfolio stat, all could help agencies find more money, and Fitara is going to bring a consistent discipline to those processes. In fact, Pounder says GAO will issue a new report on portfolio stat Thursday. He says that report is going to update agency progress against the initial baseline from 2012. So that's something to be looking forward, you know, tomorrow, actually. Software licenses is another area that Pounder and Cobra believe Fitara will help with. Pounder says GAO did a recent report and found that 22 of 24 agencies didn't have an inventory of their software licenses, meaning they don't know who's using them, how many they have, how much they're paying for them. Cobra says that's why software license management is one of the areas under the category management initiative.
One of the first places starts where you said, which is having an accurate inventory of software licenses. Software and IT purchasing across the federal government has been highly decentralized, both among inside of agencies and components within agencies, as well as across agencies. One of the first steps that we're taking as part of our category management initiative around IT is to develop a much more accurate inventory of licenses that exist and the utilization of those licenses today. As the way agencies use software changes, for example, as we are succeeding in moving more to the cloud, the ability to have a consolidated view of licenses becomes much easier, and the ability to be smarter about how to manage those licenses, how to think about what you're paying for those licenses, how to make sure that these things are current and used and you're not paying for what you don't need, becomes much easier. So we are in the midst of an effort to do that now. The Fitara legislation gives us more authorities in terms of how we get agencies to consolidate and coordinate their buying. And as we're putting together the guidance for that newly enacted law, this is one of the areas that we're focusing on.
Now, software licenses, as you heard, is really a lot of agencies have struggled with. But David Pounder from GAO says DHS is actually one of the few agencies that manage its software licenses as well. And they've already saved tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars from recent improvements.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, and where Beth Cobert there said that she doesn't want agencies paying for licenses they're not using. It's also expensive. It could be potentially expensive to use licenses you're not paying for, because if the vendor comes in and performs an audit, you could be liable for millions. And some agencies have had to pay millions in fines because they are not in compliance with software licenses. All right, so what is the status of Fitara? There's a lot of expectation. The law passed, I guess, in December. What's happening with OMB's implementation guidance?
It's very interesting because several times yesterday I heard many people call it a once-in-a-career opportunity to remake federal IT. Tom, I know you remember this. It's been 20 years almost since the Clinger-Cohen Act, which really ushered in the first major era of IT oversight.
Correct.
Now, this is the second major era, many people are calling it. Tony Scott is the federal CIO. He says OMB is working through the agency comments on the draft guidance.
I think it'll be closer to the mid-May, not the end of the year kind of time frame. And I think what you'll see is I'm planning on doing sort of a cover memo that will provide some context for not just Fitara, but how it fits into an overall sort of context and framework that should be guidance in terms of not just CIOs, but the whole organization in terms of how to think about it. Then we'll cover each of the all CXOs, exactly. So I think you can't talk about Fitara in just its own little world. You have to think about it in this sort of broader context.
Now, Scott spoke Tuesday at the lunch sponsored by a firm in Washington as part of a panel as well. He says OMB received what he calls some great input from agencies so far, and they're starting to see where there's some possible confusion around what the law calls for and the guidance will implement those requirements. If you remember, Tom, I wrote just a few weeks ago in my reporter's notebook that there's a big pushback from some CFOs because of they don't want to give up the authority, the power, the responsibility for the budget. And I imagine that's part of what Tony Scott's talking about here. While many people have focused on the budget-related authorities under FATAR and what it gives the CIOs, Tony Scott says he believes the biggest impact of the law and the guidance will be around aligning views across the agency.
So I think the first thing is make sure the right governance gets in place in each of the organizations at both the agency level and at the subcomponent level. And get that right. That's really where we've got to start. And the law does allow for some customization of that. So from an OMB perspective, we're interested in the many variations that we expect will show up. And it's a judgment call about whether you think that's going to work right in that particular agency and in that context. But I think in the long run, if we get governance right, then you'll start to get some of the other things right as well.
He says when alignment isn't right, business suffers, IT suffers, the whole organization suffers. And that's why this governance and alignment thing is so important. And it's so important for OMB to issue clear rules that are easily understandable and, of course, implementable.
Yeah, because the law really isn't all that complicated in what it does. It's not a very long or lengthy or complex bill. But it seems like there's a lot of maybe, I hate to use the word cultural change, but if you're going to take over budget authority and pull it away from people that might have enjoyed it before, that might be where the rub is.
Or even not just take it away, but share it. You know, let more people in the budget tent, if you will, so there's more decision makers, more input. And I think that may be the hardest piece as well, is to get that right balance between the CFOs, the CIOs, but also the acquisition and the HR and all that, and the deputy secretary, to make it as a team. And that's why Tony Scott's there talking about alignment, not necessarily, oh, look at all the power the CIOs will have.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for that report.
Thank you, Tom.